Folks, I need more time to make a video because things are they're unwinding way too fast right now. Too much is happening today. This is Sunday. This is the first day of Ramadan, and Israel seems to be under tremendous pressure, not only from the United States but any other nations, to stop the war that they have going to in Gaza. That's to eliminate Hamas. Let's see, Iran is also doing what it said it was going to do, and it said that it was going to increase its pressure against Israel because Iran is losing one of its proxies, and it's right on the edge of losing it. And I don't know where this is. Well, I do know where it's going next. It's obvious to me where it's going next, because this is a biblical war, and it's unfolding right before our eyes, but it's so close to call right now. I think the next couple of days are going to give us a lot of information. We're going to be able to see. All right. I kind of got a little carried away there. Let's back up, slow down, and let's kind of do this again. This is a biblical war. This is a war that is seen in Scripture. This is everything unfolding exactly as the prophets said. The prophets told us that when Israel is seen in a position to where it becomes a burdensome to all the world, to all the nations, it becomes the focal point, the center, that God was going to step in and do something. Now, all of our other scripture only outlines what's going to happen after this, up to it, and then what's going to happen after. In order for it to be this war, what Iran is doing right now, to be complete, we need God to step in. Everyone's trying to figure out where this is going in the Middle East and how this is all going to unfold, but yet it's been told and complete by the prophets. And we're there. And we're there, really there. Just real quick, let me go back over some of this here if we can do this real quickly here. Zechariah, we've done this many times. Let's do it again because this is it's where we are. Behold, I'll make Jerusalem a cup of trembling. This is Zechariah speaking what God has told him to say. Again, a prophet telling us. When we see that Jerusalem, a cup of trembling unto all the people round about, when they shall be in siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day I will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut into pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. This is happening today, and that what's foretold is happening today. What this is talking about is going to be the outcome of this war. What are we told the outcome is? Remember what we're searching for here. Most people say the rapture. I'm not. I'm searching for the covenant that's told by Daniel. In Revelation 13, Satan attempts to try to stop the rapture, and that's why it became important to me. When Satan will, Revelation 12, he'll head up into heaven to attempt to stop the harpazo, the rapture. He's going to try. With all of his angels, he's coming up there. Michael and all of his angels get into a war. This is where then Satan gives his power to someone else. Revelation 13, the first beast, he gives his authority and his power. This person then goes into the UN, my conjecture on the UN, and goes into the UN and says, okay, everyone, it's been obvious that the war's been lost. Israel won, and now Israel's here to confirm some sort of an agreement. Is what I'm here to do. And Satan told me, where else would he get this information from? That I'm taking not out of Scripture literally, but my understanding. This guy's going to say, Satan gave me his authority, his power, and he's to sign an agreement for 7 years that Israel be left alone. It's got to be a scheme or a plan of Satan's. Because Satan knows in the middle he's going to interrupt it. He's going to break that covenant. But still, we understand that this first beast, this person in the UN is going to say that Israel just won this war greatly. It's obvious that their God won the war for them. And we're left here to pick up the pieces. And what we're going to do now is we're going to take and give Israel a covenant for 7 years. They'll agree to that. That allows Israel then to build its temple, to be left alone. Israel believes for 7 years. But we also know in Revelation 13 that what Satan does is he comes back from that war in heaven, Revelation 12. He comes back and he goes in and desecrates the temple. He destroys the temple by in it, just being in it himself is enough to desecrate it. So Israel can't sacrifice anymore. Well, that's 3.5 years of that last seven that Daniel told us about. In the middle of that, when Satan returns, that's the big wars, folks. That's the Ezekiel 38 wars come into play. Wow, that's a lot. But what starts all this is a sudden destruction. Asaph the prophet told us that when Israel is in a certain position, which it's in today, makes perfect sense, that God will step in and do something. So if that's the case, then now here's the sudden destruction that Asaph is talking about. When Israel's in a certain position, it's in that right now today, and God's going to win the war for them. You know, the prophets even gave us an example, and that's the war of the Lord and Gideon seen in Judges 6 and 7. Israel, way back when, was surrounded by its enemies. It couldn't move. It couldn't win. And the Lord said to Gideon, I'll win the war for you. And that's exactly what he did at the end of the war. And it was in one day that he did it. There's my example. Your example. Scripture. God won the war for Israel, freeing it of all of its enemies, Judges 6 and 7 again. He did it in one day, and everyone knew it was the Jews' God that did it. That's Asaph's example. He's the prophet telling us what's going to happen next. And you go into Jeremiah, and what does he say? In that day, one day, when Israel is burdened by all its enemies and surrounding people, that God will step in and win the war for them. Israel is surrounded by its enemies, and all the countries that burden themselves with it will be cut into pieces. That's Zechariah. We've gone over and over and over this. But now what's different is Ramadan, because that's when Iran and its warring proxies said it would increase its pressure against Israel, which it has done that today. The Houthis have fired 35, 38 some drones towards the American ships within the Red Sea. Now, apparently America has struck them all down. We also have the greatest barrage of rockets fired since the beginning of this war with Hamas. But Hezbollah just fired today the largest barrage of rockets towards Israel since the start of the war. And again, let me just do this real quick if you'll allow me to. And in that day, I will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut into pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. This is where we are right now. All of them are burdening themselves. This whole thing with Israel, a cup of trembling, someone's got to do something about it. And Iran's proxies are starting to do that, exactly what Iran said. And today starts Ramadan. Kind of, we've been keeping our eye on that, right? A lot of us have been. And I think that most of us have been right. But folks, we're there. So I can't really go on anymore making any more of this video today. We need more information coming out of there, out of the Middle East and out of Jerusalem, out of Israel, to be able to figure out where this is going next. How fast is this going to increase? And to how much, you know, is it going to happen? We don't know to the extent. Maybe it could go on for a couple more weeks. I don't know. I really don't know. But it sure seems like we're really close. And again, all we're doing is using Scripture. So let's wait and see. So I don't want to go any further until I get some more time, a couple of days underneath me. Underneath us, I should say, because we're all keeping an eye on what's going on there. And I'll come back again and make another video, I'm sure, you know, tomorrow, the next day, whatever it might be, as I see things unfold. But I think that we can expect them to increase. Folks, let me wrap this all up, okay? What's happening right now today in Israel is foretold. This is a biblical war that God told about it coming. We should have seen it, know about when it's here, and know about when it's going to end. And it will be a sudden destruction, and Israel will be a winner for sure. And it will be known throughout the world that this war was won by the Jews' God. And this will present the time of what we need for somebody to settle all this. This is going to be a big commotion, folks. Revelation 13 comes into play. What is it? It has this beast that shows up, this person that Satan gives his power to. And he's the one that's going to make and confirm a covenant. There you have Daniel's prophecy being fulfilled. And that covenant is confirmed. The church isn't going to be here. And when that covenant is confirmed, that starts the last 7 years before God's Son shows back up on this earth again and takes control of everything. It's going to be amazing. But this is all foretold in Scripture. It's accumulating. It's reaching a peak. And that peak is here right now. We're about ready to see. Within days, within weeks, I'm not sure. But man, folks, this is unfolding exactly as Scripture said it was going to happen. Until the next video, keep hanging in there. I'll be watching the replies. Okay, folks, until next video.